A former partner of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Tony Lisa, has challenged Mr. Martin Amidu to report him to the General Legal Counsel if he has any adverse findings against him. Mr. Amidu, in a letter issued on the Raging Warrior Mesaga, said the Attorney General, Mrs. Marietta Bruapong, deliberately left out the names of Austro Invest and Mrs. Betty Modi Drisu in her entry of judgment, which sought enforcement of the Supreme Court's July 29, 2014 order to Woyome to refund the 51.2 million CDs paid to him as judgment debt. Mr. Amidu had argued that because the AG's firm with Tony Lisa was part had had dealings with Austro Invest in the past, there was a likelihood of her showing open bias towards Woyome and treating Austro Invest leniently. But Tony Lisa said he did nothing wrong and has dared the former Attorney General to petition the General Legal Counsel on the issue. Here are excerpts from Tony Lisa's response.
According to Mr. Lisa, Martin Amidu, a senior practitioner, knows what to do if he has definite information of unethical conduct of the nature that he accuses me of. He said if he has any facts to support them, he should take them to the correct forum and he will receive an appropriate response. Mr. Lita stated in an interview with the Graphic Online in Accra, "The doors of the General Legal Counsel are wide open to him should he wish to take opportunity of that forum. Damaging a fellow practitioner's reputation so publicly, based on conjecture, is much more unethical and quite irresponsible." Mr. Lita opined in reaction to Mr. Amidu's allegations to complacency against his firm in connection with the 51.2 million Ghana cedis Woyome saga. Mr. Amidu, in a statement to Graphic Online on Tuesday, March 17, 2015, in reaction to Mr. Lisa's earlier interview, the latter had explained how his firm had had contact with Austro Invest. According to Mr. Amidu, the Attorney General deliberately left out the names of Austro Invest and Mrs. Betty Modi Drisu in her entry of judgment, which sought to enforce the Supreme Court's July 29, 2014 order to Woyome to refund the money. The point should be made very clear that Lita Brew and Company did not act for Austro Invest in relation to the actual claim or steps taken to claim any compensation from government. We were not aware Austro Invest had given Woyome power of attorney to claim monies from government and were not part and did not advise Austro Invest or Woyome on any of the processes leading to the payment of the monies to Woyome. We were instructed by Austro Invest only after monies had been paid to Woyome and he refused to pay Austro Invest any part of it on grounds that Austro Invest did not play any particular role in the financial engineering based on which the claim and payment had been made. The power of attorney given to Mr. Woyome by Austro Invest to pursue the claim with the Attorney General, the various steps that were taken by Woyome pursuant to that power, the meetings with government, among others, were all done without knowledge or advice from Lita Brew, counsel stated in response to Mr. Amidus. In fact, it was because Woyome had refused to make any payment to Austro Invest that they instructed Lita Brew to take him to court. According to him, he was the one who had arranged the financial engineering and that Austro Invest did almost nothing. They were therefore not entitled to any portion of the monies paid by government. Mr. Lita said he found out soon after filing the claim that the payment was illegal and advised Austro Invest to discontinue the suit, which it did.